We invite you in every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time to Goddess Unleashed with Diane Vick. Join her as she spreads her powerful story to shed light on the disease process from a unique perspective. Diane has a master's in nursing, is a hypnotist and health coach. One of her favorite statements is, "Your medical history doesn't have to be your fate." She proved this inspirational message by overcoming her own debilitating genetic condition. She uses her personal experience and expertise to connect the conventional and alternative realms of medicine. Diane's goal is to spread her knowledge to bridge the gap between these two distinctly different realms of medicine. Diane says, "Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential."
Aloha and welcome to Goddess Unleashed. This is Diane Vick, and on this episode, I'm going to take you through a unique tour of some videos that I've made in the past, whether it's been inside my Facebook page, whether they have been in my free Facebook group, Unleash Your Inner Strength, or in my private group, Manifest Wellness. They're videos that I have done throughout the year as I've gone through this journey of transformation, as my story came out in the Crappy to Happy series of transformational joy, stories of transformational joy, and that transition through the stressful holidays of COVID-19, just to give a little bit of extra inspiration before we close off this podcast. Now, my hope is not to actually end this podcast, but a new way. My hope is to create a global healing series where I actually travel the United States and teach classes with different coaches around the U.S. and then share that globally on the podcast. But in order to do that, I need donations. So this podcast is really just to let you know a little bit more about my journey, where I've been, and if you have had the support and loved this podcast throughout the way, then definitely do invite you to donate to have this continue on. But if not, this is the third to last episode. The last one will air on January 28th, I believe, the last Thursday of the month. And this is the last one where I'll be by myself on an episode. I will be interviewing two guests on the next two episodes on some unique experiences to help transform your 2021 and make it a prosperous year by focusing some more on mindfulness, mindset, and how we can tap into healing the body. And those episodes will be coming up very soon. But let's jump into the first video. So one of the things that I talk about all the time is how we have to synergistically heal the body. And that means we have to eat healthy. We have to do exercise. We have to participate in mindfulness activities. And all of these practices together synergistically work on the physical root and the emotional root of whatever our symptoms may be, or whatever our past experiences, trauma, self-limiting beliefs may be, to help us relieve some of the symptoms, pain, and stress that we may be experiencing in our lives. And the first video is kind of cute. It is me preparing a meal that my kids like. So I'm making picadillo, which is Cuban ground beef, and I have Brussels sprouts. For some reason, I got stuck there in this moment, because we do eat kale a lot too, and I was thinking that it was kale, but it was not. It is baked Brussels sprouts. And on this video, I'm talking about how I'm going to bake them in the oven, and it is important for us to make sure we're feeding the body healthy, nutritious foods, which is why I'm including this video inside this episode. So tune in. All right, next step is Brussels sprouts. They are chopped and ready. All I'm going to add is sea salt and some oil. Again, I'm going to trick my husband. He's not going to even know what's on there. But I'm going to add coconut oil and see if he eats it. He seems to say that it doesn't taste the same, but I happen to know that he ate fried plantains this weekend that were cooked in coconut oil, and he didn't even notice. So, just mix them in the bowl. These are going to have a little bit of paprika because it's the same bowl I used for the last recipe, the sweet potatoes. But once those sweet potatoes are done, I'm gonna bake these for in a while, but it's a great addition to a delicious meal. Back there on the stove, I'm actually cooking up the onions so I can make the ground beef. The Latin ground beef usually has raisins, capers, olives, onions, peppers. I don't have any peppers today. I already used those. And then I use this seasoning, which is absolutely awesome.
sazón tropical. This is something that we use all the time when we cook in this house, and it tastes really, really good. If you didn't watch the last video, I definitely do invite you to go check out the other recipe that I made of sweet potatoes, and I will make sure I put the instructions in here, and hopefully I have time to come back in for another video. But food is love, love is food. Make sure you eat your fruits and veggies. Bye.
All right, so that was that cute little video, and me with some little quirky noises in the background as I cook for my family. And now we're going to go into a different video. So this video actually happened a little bit later in the year. This was September 11th. We all know that September 11th is a heartfelt day for everyone that lives here in the United States, or anyone that has family or knows someone that was lost on that day. They remember where they were during that experience. They remember the grief that they felt. And sometimes when we experience these stressful days, these anniversaries, we re-experience this grief that we're feeling. And I was actually having an interview that day, and I just talk about some mindfulness strategies. And I know that grief has hit us hard through this COVID-19, and maybe you have personally grieved someone, or you're reliving some experience of grief from the past. But it is very powerful to use self-loving routines and find the things that really help you de-stress and tackle the symptoms as they arise, the stress as it arises, to help us process the emotions and release them quickly so they don't fester into the body and create the symptoms that we talk about a lot on this episode. So as you know, throughout this year, I've been going through a big transition. I was getting ready to come out in a book, which I had forgotten actually what I had written in this book. So the book that I came out in was a Crappy to Happy series, sacred stories of transformational joy. And here around September 11th, which is when I was being interviewed for the series of interviews about the book, I had kind of forgotten what my story was until the book actually arrived later on in October. So it'll be interesting to see the stress that arose after the book actually came out and I got to read my story again. But let's tune in and see what happened on September 11th, 2020.
Good morning, guys. This is my last video of the morning. I have to go get to work and get ready for a big podcast interview. So I'm being interviewed today on a podcast, which is kind of weird for me today, right? It kind of creates a little bit of stress because today is September 11th. So we're reliving the anniversary of a pretty significant event in our past. And some people have lost family members on this day, and other people are experiencing stress because of COVID-19 and people that they have lost there, and life has changed. So there's a lot of unrest, a lot of stress around us. So I decided that today I was going to remind you of the power of your breath and invite you to also incorporate essential oils in your breathing practice. The easiest way to really transform the way you feel is to use strategies by moving your body, like I've taught you before, dance release, stress release, these little videos that I've shared in here. But the power of your breath is something that you can use anytime, anywhere, regardless of who's around you, because nobody really knows that you are changing the way you are breathing. So I invite you to notice that when you're feeling stressed, or maybe someone comes up to you today and you get tense in your neck or your shoulders, or you get a sharp pain in your belly, it's time to shift your breath. That is your awareness, and it's time to take action. And the breath that I teach you all the time is the 5-5-5 breath. So you inhale for a count of five, hold your breath for a count of five, exhale slowly for a count of five, and begin to feel that shift in your body. The other thing you can do is incorporate essential oils as you breathe in. So you can apply the oils to your skin and then take a scent. You can breathe them in straight from the bottle. Hopefully you don't hear all those noises that are behind me. And change the way you feel. Today I'm using color therapy, so what I'm doing in my other class is actually incorporating colors to help transform the way you feel and ingraining them deeper into the subconscious mind, and really using your environment and the colors that you see every single day to empower you to feel better, and also the essential oil. So this essential oil happens to be yellow. It smells like lemon. I'm wearing the color lemon. because today I'm going to speak on a podcast and I'm empowering myself to speak my truth, right? Well, I invite you to do the same. Do some deep breathing. Try that 5-5-5 breath. Breathe in deep. Hold your breath and exhale and let go of whatever doesn't serve you. I will be back later on. I'm planning on baking cookies at some point, but of course I ran out of chocolate chips, which is why I haven't baked cookies yet. But I'll see you later. I have a busy day. I hope you have a good September 11th. Bye.
All right. Well, I hope you thought that was cute or brought some kind of inspiration. But now we'll go into the book from the Crappy to Happy series and read the last section of the book, which is if I knew then what I know now, and see what inspiration I wrote here. And I wrote, if I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't have let stress constantly take over my life. Obstacles and challenges are an opportunity for us to learn, grow, and evolve. Obstacles can throw us off course, leaving us feeling helpless, hopeless, and alone. A deep connection with yourself stops those negative feelings by creating balance, energy, harmony, and creativity. The hardest step is the first step. Never stop believing in your dream. Don't let others get in your way. You deserve to have the life you dream of. You deserve to unleash your inner strength and unveil the magic around you. And that's just an inspirational piece of my story in the book. There is a lot more to my story, and I do invite you to check out that book to actually read that story. All right, so I found my page in the book. My pages start from page 71 on through page 76. And Ken Walls starts on page 77, and I was born in 1977. So I love that my story ends right before that. So the part of the book that I talk about is about COVID-19, how stress can impact us, how different things can make us stress out, including me making phone calls as a nurse to give patients the news that someone in their family has COVID-19 and how to take care of their body. But it talks also about what some things that I've shared a lot on this show is how we can use dance to release emotions and stress from the body. And I do invite you to find music that resonates with you through 2021 and recognize in those instances where you feel stressed out or anxious that you can take a brief moment for yourself, listen to a song, dance, or sing and help process and release emotions very, very quickly. That's something that I absolutely love to teach, which is the reason why I need to take a break from this for a little while, is so that I can actually go back to teaching, because when I am giving so much and sharing so much on the show, it takes away from the other things that I'm able to do since I have so much on my plate. But obviously, if I do get the funding to be able to continue on, I will gladly create more podcasts like this in that global healing mindset so that I can combine forces with other coaches and really bring something really meaningful and powerful to help transform mindfulness practices and help people feel more calm, peaceful, and alive, and stop feeling so helpless, hopeless, and alone, which is something that I have felt for so, so long. Okay, so another piece of what I talk about in my piece of the story is how forgiveness is so powerful and so important in a journey of healing whenever you've had some traumatic experience or something very painful that happened in your past. Forgiveness is a process, and not only do you have to forgive the person that hurt you, but you also have to forgive yourself for allowing those things to happen to you and the things that you have learned along the way that may continue to make you re-experience these emotions and these feelings. So one of the things that I had learned long ago when I was a little girl, I thought I had no voice, that my voice didn't need to be heard, and I didn't want to be seen or didn't need to be seen, which is why I'm still working on those fears of being heard and fear of being seen as I create these podcasts, as I teach. This is a real reality that when I get stressed out or anxious, then it stops me from creating these videos and stops me from teaching because I too experience stress, and it all links back to those experiences from the past that I was still working through. So the next video we're going to go into is actually on a day after I had already realized what I wrote in this book, The Crappy to Happy, how I talked about forgiveness and explained how forgiveness was an integral part of my healing process, and realized that the two essential people in my family that did not know my story actually had this book, and it was time for me to actually share the real story of what happened to me when I was a little girl. And I had worked through this on this beautiful vacation with my husband for our anniversary. So in October, for my anniversary, we took a brief vacation to the Keys in our family home, and I was relaxing and practicing self-love and doing all the strategies that I teach all the time, really to get myself to this point where I could jump and leap over that biggest obstacle that I had been holding on to, this fear, for more than 30 something years for me to tell my parents. So I finally worked up the courage to tell my parents, and this is a video that I created right before I did that, as we were heading out to the Keys. And it's pretty cute. It's me overcoming another fear, something that I had never done before. I had never driven a boat by myself to take it out of the water. So stay tuned and see.
All right, this is a day filled with firsts. I am driving the boat by myself to the marina to get it pulled out of the water. And I've never done it before. So many things I've never done before happening today. It is really freaking cold. I don't like being wet, but I'm doing it anyway. Funny thing is, with all my sensory issues, I don't like being in wet shoes. Thankfully, my shoes are dry, my toes are dry, but the rest of me is very wet. Anyway, gotta focus on the road here, and the birds are going crazy, so it's time to get off of here. Aloha! Did it all by myself, singing Shiloh Ray. Existence. I pulled the boat out of the water. Yay!
All right, so that was the cutest thing. The second video after I took out the boat was so adorable. I was so excited about it, and that is what helped me shift so that I could work towards what I knew was about to come. It was me, you know, saying this difficult, having this difficult conversation. I had to prepare myself, and I do invite you that when you know that you have an event that's coming up that's particularly stressful for you, when you're gonna attend a family event maybe, or any kind of event that you know is stressful for you, then that is a time to honor the way that you feel and know that you need to prepare yourself. And that means that the day before you go get a massage, you do that. If that means that you practice your self-loving routine and do exercise the day before, or do a lot of extra meditation, then tap into that. The only person that really understands what happens into your inside your physical body is you. So the best way to do that is to, one, become aware of what's happening in your physical body and pay attention to those signs. Maybe you get some tightness in your neck as soon as you make that appointment, and now you know, okay, I need to prepare myself for that day. Or maybe it's a symptom that arises, or you simply just feel anxious or stressed in that moment, and you know that it's an opportunity for you to prepare yourself for these situations. Just like the holidays. The holidays could be very, very stressful, and those are some of the quips I'm going to go into here. But the holidays can be stressful. Connecting with family members, there can be different situations that have upset you in the past, and some things may trigger you to re-experience the emotions and feelings and self-limiting beliefs that happened in the past. So it's definitely important for you to practice self-care and love yourself to prepare yourself for these situations. So let's jump into the next video. The next video is me actually practicing self-care in the middle of the holidays. So over the holidays, I took 2 weeks away with my family. We went to the Keys home in the Key Largo, and we were enjoying some quiet time alone. The family was coming in and out of the Keys, but mostly we had help to ourselves. And on this particular day, I had done a meditation, and I show you how you can anchor it in with other activities to really feel it in your physical body. So when I talk about meditation, I really try to take meditation to the next level. I try to tap it into the physical body and help people make that connection that sometimes we lose when we get stuck in the stress, when we get stuck in the cycle of overwhelm. We lose that connection between the mind and the body. So this is a simple activity that you can use for yourself at home. So stay tuned and check it out.
Hey, this is Diane. Guess what? Yes, I know I look silly. I'm wearing a mask and I just finished a meditation, and it was really an amazing meditation because I was tapping into the physical and the emotional root, as I've told you before, and you begin to anchor in things into our subconscious, which is our physical body, by using the meditation at the same time as you're doing something nurturing and self-loving. And it's a great practice to try. So why don't you guys try that yourself? Maybe put on a mask or wash your face and leave it a little humid and feel how the water evaporating from your skin helps you tap into those feelings, those emotions, those sensations that you are visualizing in your mind, helps anchor it into your body and really transform your reality. I hope you have a great day. Aloha.
All right, so this next video is me in the middle of the holidays, preparing for the podcast that I recorded, working through the stress of having family around, working through different situations. I had actually had a confrontation that happened on Thanksgiving that actually created a physical injury in my body. So that's why I stress the importance of knowing the physical and the emotional root of whatever symptom that you are having, because I actually was feeling great up until this confrontation happened. And then in the middle of exercise, I had a thought pop into my mind about that confrontation, and boom, my back went out and I was dealing with that extra stress and how to heal my body in order to get back into the rhythm of the holidays and to get to the next step and overcome the next obstacle. So I really had to focus a lot on self-love between Thanksgiving and the following holiday, which is Christmas and Christmas Eve, to prepare myself. And this particular video was taken after Christmas Eve. I'm not sure if it was on Christmas or the day after that I created this video, but it's like some epiphanies that happened. I believe that this video was on the 26th. So it was some epiphanies that happened over the holidays and how important it was for me to use those self-loving routines so that I didn't have that physical and emotional trigger happen, even though they do happen. And sometimes I'm telling you, you will get triggers from watching TV. You will get triggers from a certain song. And you got to work on them in the moment in order to allow them to release, because if we allow them to continue to sink in, we get symptoms and we get injuries, and it makes it so much harder when the inflammation starts to build and these symptoms continue to get worse. I mean, you know where I came from, someone that had chronic pain, chronic disability, and tons of symptoms, to where I am now. It's been a huge shift, and this is a little cute video of the insights and inspiration that came out over the holidays.
Hey guys, it definitely is a beautiful day today. And I realized over the holidays and all the stress that was happening was I needed to use my strategies, the things that I teach on the podcast and everything, in order to honor myself during these stressful times. Because as you know, maybe if you got together with your family, there are different personalities. There's different situations that may be happening. And if you're an empath like me, they affect you and you can get very stressed out during the holidays. And one of the most important things that I had to do for myself was actually create a boundary where I enjoyed the 24th, the dinner with the 24th, with just my kids, because it was me taking back my holiday. It was me realizing that as a little girl, that day was always very stressful for me because of the location of where we would have that dinner. And for some reason, it would shift the way I felt about Christmas Day, and I hadn't realized why. And it really was important for me to create that boundary. But once I created the boundary, then the day was not as stressful, and the people around me didn't affect me, even though they did affect other people around me and upset them, but it didn't affect me, which is obviously ultimately my goal. And eventually I will help the other people that were stressed out about the holiday. But the fun thing that happened this morning is I actually woke up with some creativity again, and I decided I'm going to write a Bubble Bee book, which is the book that I created last year for the quarantine. In the beginning of the quarantine, I published it. This one is going to be about de-stressing the holiday. And now there's different personalities, different characters that we have to deal with, and know how can we shift it within ourselves to deal with that stress that's coming upon us, whether it's, I have one, Alan the Angry Alligator, or Lizzie the late lobster. There's so many different personalities, so many different things happening around us. And sometimes if we are already getting stressed up and everything builds upon it, then it becomes very stressful and it takes on our bodies and we can get symptoms and pain, which is what I had been dealing with from Thanksgiving, which I had an injury after a confrontation up until Christmas. Thankfully, now I have no symptoms on my body. I don't have any pain anywhere. Didn't get any headaches yesterday. I was feeling good. And I was actually very, very proud of myself of how far I had come when I set that boundary. But I needed to set that boundary. I needed to switch my perception and I needed to make sure that during the day when things did come up, because obviously there was conversations of people being grumpy or upset or people being late, that they didn't take on me. So I would do my stress release, my dance release, my little silly routines and move energy and make sure that I was feeling good. And I got through it. And then the biggest obstacle happened towards the end where I had to face one of the people that is the most stressful, right? The one that caused the stress when I was a little girl. And I did great with it. Not everyone in my family did great with that interaction, but I am proud of myself and I know I did really good. So I hope you guys are using the strategies that I've taught you. We're going to be working on things little by little. And definitely, I know that the biggest secret of me getting through this is all the strategies that I am working on recording and creating. But the biggest one is orgasmic meditation and how can we really tap into the healing potential of our bodies, use meditation and improve libido and orgasms to help relieve stress during the holidays. So definitely starting that this week. Excited to do that and hope you guys have a wonderful new year. Hope you guys have a great day. Aloha.
All right, so that wraps up the first half of the episode. I think all those little clips were very cute just to give you some insight as to how we all have challenges and obstacles that come into play, how we need to recognize the symptoms that may arise or the anxieties that may arise in the moment and empower ourselves through 2021 to be able to create a environment for ourselves that is nurturing and supportive and helps us continue to build our resilience and get through those difficult times by loving ourselves and learning what strategies work. So I hope you had some inspiration. Stay tuned for the second half and let's see what other videos I bring in. Aloha.
Get empowered with Goddess Unleashed, Diane Vick. Every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Diane's powerful perspective inspires transformation by tapping into the body's natural healing potential. Diane has a master's in nursing, is a hypnotist and health coach. One of her favorite statements is, "Your medical history doesn't have to be your fate." She proved this inspirational message by overcoming her own debilitating genetic condition. Tune in weekly for enlightening ways to find your own unique wellness. Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book, have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, "Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network." For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Hi, this is Diane Vick. Did you know that your medical history doesn't have to be your fate? I can tell you more on a free discovery call.
I help women with anxiety and gut issues overcome their symptoms using holistic treatments to release trauma and pain. Schedule your free discovery call today and see what I have to offer. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Diane Vick from Diane's Wellness. Are you sick of the overwhelming stress and anxiety, or maybe your severe digestive issues and you're looking for a way out? I help women with anxiety and gut issues overcome their overwhelming symptoms using holistic treatments to release trauma and pain. It's pretty simple to reach me. All you have to do is schedule a free discovery call. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Schedule your free call today. See you soon.
So what is crappy to happy? First of all, I'm Diane Vick. I'm a registered nurse, an author, a professor, and I've suffered much pain and heartache with my physical symptoms of my disability and my chronic illness. And I created this class, Crappy to Happy, because I wanted to support frontline workers, policemen, firefighters, nurses, doctors that are still at those front lines dealing with patients and clients that have COVID-19. And they are experiencing extra stress because now they're exposing themselves to this virus and also their family and loved ones. But what I have learned in my 7-year journey of chronic pain and illness and autoimmune disease is there are ways to calm your nervous system and boost your immune system that can be easy and effortless. And of course, it's not going to take you 7 years like it did me. So I'm here to guide you in this short program to give you some simple strategies that you can help relax and calm your nervous system during times of stress like this COVID-19 pandemic.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Aloha and welcome back to Goddess Unleashed. This is Diane Vick. The first half of the episode, we went through some clips early on in the year and kind of got us close to the holidays. And we all know that we've been experiencing extra stress, especially now during this COVID-19 holiday, because things are very, very different from what we were used to. And I do invite you to try something new. Try to make a resolution that really helps empower you forward into this mindset of mindfulness and transformation. And one of the things that you can do is actually journal. So something that I do every single night when I'm watching TV, little messages will come out. Maybe it's a song that inspired you in the past that you haven't heard in a while. Maybe someone says a statement or a phrase that triggers something. Let me see if I find something in my little nighttime journal. So this is my nighttime journal when I'm watching TV. And it says, the best is yet to come. And one of the things I wrote here is team talk. So something I've been wanting to do is not only create classes for children to help them with mindfulness, but also team talk. So dealing with stressful situations that happen in the adolescent years. So whether it is being bullied or stressed out, whether it's a breakup, those are all things that I've experienced. And because of my trauma, you can re-experience these emotions and feelings with other situations that are similar, even though it's not the exact situation. So that is something that I was inspired to write down because it's something that I want to do. Now let's see what else comes up here. I do it. I did it. I love it. So this is about dancing. I love to dance. It is something that I do all the time. But sometimes when I'm feeling stressed, I don't want to dance in front of other people. And I get this fear of being seen and fear of being heard. So that's why I wrote down that particular statement. Let's see if I find something else. Okay. So some things that I've talked about a lot on this show is how it's important to breathe deeply. The breath that I teach is the 5-5-5 breath, but I also use for myself, and I do teach the breath of fire, which is a rapid breathing in and out through your nose. And that one works very well when you're angry, when you're feeling really stressed and overwhelmed. That breath of fire helps you get out those emotions. The other thing I wrote here is wiggle and giggle and use art. So when you're feeling stressed out or anxious and maybe you can't go anywhere, if you do a little wiggle and you do some deep breathing, you can kind of shift that energy and try and get those emotions out of your body. And art is such a powerful tool, even if you're not artistic. I was not a child that was placed in art classes. I remember I was in one art class and I liked it, but I never went back. I wasn't placed in many dance classes. I did do tap for a little while and I loved it. But then for some reason it stopped. I'm not sure why. So now that I dance and I use these strategies to help teach people that you can move your body and release emotions by the different movements you do, I realize that you don't need to know how to dance. You can simply allow your body to flow and go with the rhythm, and it will help you process the emotions and get the stress out. So I do invite you to, number one, grab a journal and write things down. Number two is use music to help you relieve stress. And let's tap in to the healing power of art by listening to this next clip, where I actually share how I use art to help me relieve stress, but I didn't even realize that some of my family members were doing the same thing.
So one of my other secrets that I use, that I've been using with my family and actually didn't realize that my father was already using it, is art therapy. So when we incorporate colors and art, it actually helps really calm our minds and balance us, and we create beautiful things, even if we're not an artist. I did not take in any art classes, yet I actually painted the back of my phone, and it looks pretty amazing, and I will show it to you later. But what I created over the past few weeks with my family was these little fishes, and that's where the inspiration came to make gift boxes for kids that have developmental delays or have faced some kind of a trauma or stress during COVID-19 or before that, to help them calm their senses, boost the way they feel about themselves, that we made with my family. We finally finished them yesterday, I believe it was, and my dad put them up on the wall. So those are three fish. One is me, one is my brother, one is my sister. And the next project is making the little fish, which each child will have a little fish. And we have plenty of children, one girl, and the rest are boys. But we're gonna put them up on the wall. And those same little fish are gonna be in the gift boxes that I'm making for kids. So I do invite you to keep in touch with me if you're interested in donating for this and the nonprofit that's gonna come from it. It's all starting with these gift boxes that I wanna give back to the community and help boost children's moods and show them that they have the power within them to calm the stress, to relieve the anxiety, and know that they are powerful within themselves and that they can do anything they put their heart and mind to. This is Diane Vick and Ding Ding, my bird. Aloha.
All right, so this next clip is how we can empower ourselves to shift things by actually creating a routine that helps us relieve stress early on in the day. Sometimes we can wake up anxious and have that negative voice in our minds that stops us from doing things, stops us from achieving our goals. And when we create a supportive routine for ourselves and begin to show our subconscious that we're in control and that we are actually making an effort to do things, things begin to shift. So on this little clip, I talk about yoga and how different practices can help balance our emotions and our stress levels to then help us achieve those activities that we want to really tap into, or our goals for the day. Or maybe it's preparing us for a difficult conversation that's coming up or a difficult situation. As we build up our courage and we create these self-loving practices on a regular basis, it makes those activities so much easier. So check this out.
Hey,
Let's face it, we all feel stressed, anxious, maybe even overwhelmed through this whole quarantine. And in order to shift that and get clarity of mind, sometimes we need to get out of our comfort zone and do something for ourselves that is a self-loving practice to help us get in the right mindset before our day begins, which is why I started this morning with my Clarity of Change Yoga, working on changing those negative thoughts, those negative emotions that wake us up in the morning. And then I did my meditation, and I just got my ginger shot now after I got some work done. Decided I needed a little pick-me-up. I had never tried this one. This is called Tulua. I usually make my own, and I'll share the recipe in this group. I know I've shared it before. But this is a great option to help boost your immune system and wake up your brain when you're feeling tired. Instead of going for coffee at 11 o'clock in the morning, I went for ginger. Now, but those are some simple tools that you can use to help get you clarity of mind and feel more calm and balanced. Aloha.
All right. So another strategy that I've never actually talked about before is actually having animals to support us through stressful situations. So if you do have a pet, a cat or a dog or a bird, in my case, these animals do help support us through stressful situations, and playing with them and having fun and acting like a little kid helps you relieve stress. So it is a very powerful tool. I actually have a cousin that was given a puppy over the holidays, and I texted her this morning and I said, I want to have some puppy therapy. I want to go play with the puppy. And I actually worked up my courage to ask my husband if I could bring the puppy to my house and play with the puppy, because we don't have a doggy, we have a bird, and I really, really want to play with a puppy. So I do invite you that if you have been wanting to get an animal and you know that you are more relaxed when you are able to play with an animal, then go ahead and do that. But check out what happened to my birdie. So what happened to my bird, I have several clips of our holiday weeks in the Keys, but on this particular day, my birdie had a little bit of an accident. My brother scared the bird. He was on top of a cup, and I don't know how the bird took the cup, made a flip in the air, landed upside down, and the cup actually injured one of his claws, and he started to bleed. So here I am on this clip, providing a little bit of self-love towards my bird, loving my bird, and applying some pressure to see if I could stop him from bleeding. And my son is talking about the experience a little bit, but just a little clip about me being a mommy to my baby bird.
Your foot so it doesn't bleed. It's okay. You're such a good birdie. You're such a good birdie.
He ran out of paper.
Who's a good birdie? Birdie. There's no more paper in there, buddy. That's it.
Looks so disappointed.
I know, it's frustrating. Mama's got your foot.
All right, so this next clip is me talking about tea time. So I drink tea a lot. I've talked about it on this episode and on other episodes, how tea helps calm our body and relax our nervous system. And this is a cute little clip from my Unleash Your Inner Strength group. If you haven't joined yet, it is a free Facebook group. You can join anytime. I do want to get more members in there so I can really give more value to them and share some more mindfulness practices on a regular basis. So definitely invite you to join. It is Unleash Your Inner Strength. And check out this little clip of tea time. It's tea time. Have you ever drank tea? It actually helps improve your immune system, calm your nervous system, helps you sleep better, helps you be relaxed during the day. Mine's about to brew on the stovetop, and there's many different versions that I use, but these are some of my favorite ones. So there's organic chamomile and lavender. Then I buy some from Walmart. This is the Throat Soother, ginger turmeric, tastes really good, and detox. It's about to whistle. You also have some higher end teas like David's teas, which are really, really good. My favorites there are Just Beat It, which has beets in it, and Silk Dragon Jasmine. Very, very delicious teas. It's a great way to bring more fluids into your day and drink more water because you're infusing it in your tea. Pick your favorite cup and have a delicious tea. This is one of my favorites. One of my friends in this group actually gave it to me. She'll laugh when she sees it. But today, So enjoy your cup of tea and have some relaxation today. Aloha. All right, so this little clip that's coming up is about Transformational Tuesday. It's one of the tips that I have in that group, Unleash Your Inner Strength, and you're all welcome to join. I definitely do invite you. I want this group to grow, and I will be definitely continue to doing these motivational videos in there. This one is particularly a Transformational Tuesday tip about using color therapy and anchoring in our affirmations a little bit deeper by using the greenery around us, the environment. So I do invite you to check it out and listen. And the next time that you go outside, try that strategy and see if you can anchor in that affirmation. Now, I've talked about affirmations before, and I definitely have a lot of them around my house. And that is to have a visual cue to me to remind me that these are things that I want to anchor in even deeper and really resonate with me. So I have affirmation cards that I flip around and I change them every day. One of the ones I'm looking at in front of me, it says, I am in charge of my mind. And then on my desk, I have several statements. You are making a difference every day. There's another one that says, choose to shine. And I'd say this one is my favorite one that's on my desk. It says, goal digger. And it means goal. I'm digging for the goals. I'm reaching for the big dream of actually getting out of my comfort zone and doing things that that I really, really want to really connect with my purpose. And in order to do that, sometimes you have to remind yourself to push through those obstacles and challenges that may arise, which is why behind me, right next to my bed, on my above my nightstand, is the word believe. Believe that you can do it. Believe that you can have the dream, live the dream, and love the dream. And right below it is a dream catcher with all the colors of the chakras. So I really do believe in anchoring in affirmations and color therapy to help you tap into healing your body and how to transform that negative mindset. So check out this little clip.
Good morning. It is Transformational Tuesday. And what does that mean? It means we're going to make an effort to actually transform those negative thoughts in our minds. So we all have a negative Nancy or a negative Norm. I invite you today to actually anchor in the color green. We are surrounded with green in nature everywhere. So if we can anchor that color and set an intention that we are safe and supported in our world, then we can begin to change those negative thoughts and feel more safe even amidst everything that's going on. So I invite you to set that intention now, and every time that you see the color green, remember to recite that to yourself and just anchor that in. That is part of the magic that is actually going to happen in the 7-day cleanse. It's going to start this weekend, and it is all about connecting things with Mother Earth, colors, hearing affirmations inside meditations, and using your body to shift the way you feel with fun, creative stuff. So I invite you to watch definitely negative emotions and transform the way we feel in our bodies. And it all starts by setting an intention. So set an intention today to actually shift that negative voice. I have one too, and I have to make an effort to transform that. So using the color green today is my goal, and I'm actually wearing green on me to just reinforce it even deeper. So if you want to do that, then put on a green shirt and go green and see if you can transform that negative thought simply by setting that intention. And every time you see the color green, saying, I am safe and supported in this world. Bye.
All right. So this next clip is Wacky Wednesday. Wacky Wednesday is my favorite day. I try to go in and make videos often, but sometimes I don't quite have time. But Wacky Wednesday is really something that I try to do every single day. It's not only for Wednesday, but it's connecting with your inner child. It's being silly. It's having fun. It's doing something that brings you joy, that makes you smile, whether it's art, whether it's dancing. For me, obviously, it's dancing. I do that all the time to relieve stress. So let's check out this little Wacky Wednesday tip.
Good morning. It is hump day, which means it's Wacky Wednesday. So what wacky thing are you going to do that you really enjoy that helps you connect with your inner child? I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I'm definitely going to put on a costume or do something silly, but I'll be back to do that later. Now I ask you, what is it that you're going to do to connect to your inner child this week, to break up that monotony of this week and help you feel more calm and balanced? See you later. Let me know.
All right. So I hope that little Wacky Wednesday video was inspirational. Of course, the wacky things that I do usually happen on TikTok, or I make a funny dance video, or I do something on Smule where I'll sing a song. So it's kind of hard to play those on air. So I had to just use a little tip. But I do invite you to try something silly, try something fun, maybe put on a costume or wear a wig like I wear when I record my podcast. Anything that helps you connect with your inner child really brings in that joy and breaks up the monotony of the stressful week. Now, let's go into a little clip from a book, something that's a little bit more heartfelt and maybe will trigger some emotions for you. And it is from a book that I recently bought. It's called Dandelion, written and illustrated by Gabby Hanna. And it is a New York Times bestseller for adolescents, which is interesting because I wanted to start doing this teen talk, right? And this one really hits close to home because it's a painful story. And though it's not like mine, I was a little girl when this happened to me. I know how people can feel helpless, hopeless, and alone when they've faced a situation like this. And in order to empower yourself, sometimes you need to do things that create boundaries and create a new perception of life. And as you work through these things, you begin to become aware of other places or situations where you need to empower yourself to speak up for yourself. So let's read this little clip from this book. It's actually a poem. It's called Assault. I never told anyone because I accepted a fifth glass of wine. I never told anyone because maybe I was a little too flirtatious at dinner. I never told anyone because I let him into my apartment. I never told anyone because maybe I could have been a little louder with my stop, a little firmer with my no. I never told anyone because I didn't have any bruises. I never told anyone because I didn't hit him. I didn't try to push him off because I froze when my words weren't powerful enough, because he was stronger than me and I felt that in his weight. I never told anyone because no one wants to hear the story of a girl who made bad choices and didn't fight back. Thank you for letting me tell you. Isn't that a powerful story? Haven't you ever felt like you were voiceless, like you couldn't tell your story? And I know now that everyone deserves to have a voice. Everyone is powerful. Everyone deserves to share their story. But sometimes you gotta work through those stressful situations and get to a point where you are empowered to actually share your story. So I think it was a great story to share, and just to help you connect to that you are not hopeless, that you are not helpless, that you are not alone, that we're all here together, that we've all experienced stress, that we all have had challenges. Sometimes we've made mistakes. Sometimes we've made poor decisions, and things may have happened because of a mistake, but nothing like that is your fault. And situations similar to that that have happened to children or adults are not your fault. And really, in order to work through those stressful situations, it is a process of forgiveness, and it's not a process of forgiveness towards the person. Yes, you do need to work towards forgiving that person, but the one person that really needs to be forgiven the most is yourself, and that is the hardest part, is self-forgiveness. And that is what self-loving practices are all about, to help you begin to forgive yourself for allowing situations to take away your power and make you feel helpless, hopeless, and alone. So I hope this podcast was inspirational, that brought you some insight, and let you know that you are not voiceless, that you do deserve to share your story. And it all starts with self-love and self-forgiveness. That was a mouthful. I said so much. Before I close off, I'm going to go ahead and read that little clip again from If I Knew Then What I Know Now, from the Stories of Transformational Joy in the Crappy to Happy series. If I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't have let stress constantly take over my life. Obstacles and challenges are an opportunity for us to learn, grow, and evolve. Obstacles can throw us off course, leave us feeling helpless, hopeless, and alone. a deep connection with yourself. Stop those negative feelings by creating balance, energy, harmony, and creativity. The hardest step is the first step. Never stop believing in your dream. Don't let others get in your way. You deserve to have the life you dream of. You deserve to unleash your inner strength and unveil the magic around you. So with that, I close off this episode. I do invite you to join Unleash Your Inner Strength. If you love this podcast and you want more like them and more of those global healing podcasts, then I do invite you to give a donation so we can continue on. I do invite you to listen to the next few. They are going to be pretty inspirational. I'm bringing on two different coaches. One is a coach that was my mindset coach. His name is Oscar Guerrero, and he's going to be on one of the episodes coming up. And the other one is an orgasmic healing, how we can use meditation, orgasms, and stones to heal the body from traumatic experiences and really take things to the next level in 2021. I hope this was a great episode and inspirational. This is Diane Vick sending you much love for 2021. Aloha.
Be sure to connect with Goddess Unleashed Diane next time, as each episode offers a unique synergy of conventional and alternative modalities to empower personal transformation. Diane empowers individuals to find their own unique wellness by looking outside of the box. Her inspirational message resonates throughout her show to shed light on the power of the mind in the healing process. Tune in every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Goddess Unleashed with Diane Vick on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential. Take advantage of Diane's services at dianevick.com. That's DianeVich.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.